You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News. Over the past several months, a number of Main Street businesses have closed up shop. Mountain and Meadows, as well as Sadaz Lingerie and Rejar, have all closed their doors, citing growing challenges in business and especially retail. Not surprising, given that around 60% of Canadians now purchase their clothes online, according to Canadian fashion statistics last year. But what does this mean for the future of retail business in Smithers? Today, we speak with Trevor Morris, president of the Smithers Chamber of Commerce, about what he is hearing from members of the business community and how the chamber is trying to advocate for local business in Smithers. Stay with us.
This is Trevor Morris. I'm the president of the Smithers District Chamber of Commerce here in Smithers.
Great, Trevor. Thanks so much for being with us on CICK News. As I had mentioned, we've seen a number of businesses close up shop recently here in Smithers. Two in particular on Main Street in the downtown were retailers and cited some developing and growing persistent challenges for retail, but also business in Smithers. What can you tell me from the Chamber's perspective, what you have been hearing from some of the members and the trends that you've seen develop over the last number of years?
It's definitely more than one or two things. There seems to be a number of factors involved here, one of them being crime in the downtown area. Some people blame that on the growing tent city, but that's sort of an across the country issue here. And another one being the high rate of inflation and the cost of things, where it can make the customers essentially have less money to spend, but it can also mean that the businesses themselves have to spend more on certain things, including staff. And so wages going up, that's a huge cost. Another challenge I've heard in terms of staff is it's hard to get people to move here for a few different reasons. It's hard to find a doctor. It's hard to find somewhere to live, and it's very hard to find childcare. So those are a few of the reasons, and once in a while I hear something about, town regulations. That's a challenge as well, but I think for the most part, it's the other ones that I mentioned there.
I guess, Trevor, for those that are unaware, what businesses have you heard that have closed up or moved on in the past few months here in Smithers?
Let's see. I mean, we put together a lot of support in terms of marketing for people or events. Like I say, just doing what we can to reinforce. There are many programs that we run in terms of promoting local shopping as opposed to online. Yeah. Like I said, for the most part, it's for existing businesses here or new businesses as opposed to trying to attract businesses from out of town.
I know. I know. Recently, as you do every year, there was a business walk in Smithers, and as you mentioned, to support businesses, but also to inform people about which businesses are in town. What did you discover, and what was, if anything, new on this past year's business walk?
Well, I would say that compared to previous years, it does seem like things are more difficult. Business owners have kind of less time in general, even to chat about these things, because they're doing whatever they can to keep things running. It's a tough time a little bit especially retail business owners, for the reasons that we outlined. But, I think that there was definitely an expression of a want for more support, but not just from a municipal standpoint, but from provincial government and federal government as well, in terms of encouraging people to run businesses. And, you know, taxation is always a very large concern as well.
Just the last thing for you, Trevor. You know, one thing I just wanted to touch upon, because we've been hearing lots about it. Now, you did say that, you know, there are several reasons that businesses choose to close up, and that in Smithers, you know, we do see several of these challenges, not just one thing, but a conversion of several things. But, you know, one thing we hear over and over again, especially businesses more towards, I guess, the front end of Main Street, closer to where the library is and that part of Main Street, that, you know, the petty crime, although, you know, statistically has gone down a little bit over the past year, that it's still quite prevalent, and that businesses have cited that several times over the years, scaring away, you know, customers, but also not making it inviting enough. And from speaking to some businesses that have been there a long time, talk about how this never used to be the problem, that they would see lots of people walking down Main Street in the evenings and whatnot and shopping. You know, where do you see the chamber fitting in to advocate for maybe better protections, or, you know, just a you know, to support these businesses that are having some of these challenges?
Yeah, for sure. Like when you mention advocating, there's only so much we can do, but we do on occasion write a letter, whether it's to the municipal government, again, provincial or federal, around certain issues, just pleading for more support. But yeah, it's a lot of it's tough too, because, you know, we have to hear the different perspectives from all the parties involved. And, you know, there's no easy solution. So in terms of the crime, for example, you know, one of the things that we do is just kind of bridge the communication. So the police officers are often frustrated because they can't do a lot, and people, without knowing any better, will often complain about the police that, why aren't you doing your job? There's all this crime going on. But in talking to the police, you know, in terms of on behalf of the chamber, we're able to learn certain things and communicate those to business owners, at least so, you know, they're not blaming the wrong people. So for example, the police department is, you know, year over year understaffed. And the other thing is the fact that at a provincial level, the support isn't there in terms of the court system to be able to properly prosecute criminals. They're quite often caught and released back onto the streets. And so there's certain details like that that often people aren't aware of that really limit what police can do. And so that's just one example of sometimes where we're at least trying to get everyone on the same page. And, you know, if there is some outrage to be directed, that it's not at the wrong party, if that makes sense.
Just the last thing, Trevor, you know, in an ideal situation, obviously we're just at the beginning of this. You know, what are your hopes and what's your outlook for the future of business, not only on Main Street, but in Smithers in general?
Yeah, well, it's my hope that for one, that crime is greatly reduced, not only crime, though, but the drug addictions and the homelessness. It's a very complex issue. I don't know how this really gets solved, but nonetheless, I do hope that it is. I would say that is, you know, one of the largest issues is, like I said, the homelessness and the crime. And so there's many facets to that. I would hope for a Main Street that people feel very safe to walk on, like before, no matter if, you know, they're alone or with their kids. And also that, you know, the economy is able to thrive, and that, you know, people are generally doing well in the different industries supported by our town, and, you know, have the extra money to spend at the retail stores instead of going online to save money. And yeah, in general as well, the, you know, you know, whether it's taxation or government regulations, that we can get to a place that seems to not be as frustrating for the majority of business owners.
Trevor Morris, president of the Smithers Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much for joining us today and giving us your insight, and we'll be sure to stay in touch on this.
Sounds good. Thanks.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.